We hear this all the time.
There are so many updates and tons of community work happening. It's hard to keep up. How do I follow it all?
Here is your answer. Listen to the Gutenberg Changelog. Hello and welcome to our 17th episode of the Gutenberg Changelog. In today's episode, we will talk about Gutenberg plugin release 7.8, the WP Block Talk conference, and some block patterns API landed as experimental in the plugin. Welcome to our show. We're so glad you're listening. I am Birgit Pauli Hahn, publisher of the Gutenberg Times and owner of Pauli Systems, a web development agency in Naples, Florida. I'm here with my co-host, Mark Urain, designer at Automattic and core contributor to WordPress. Hi, Mark. How are you doing? And how is your family doing?
Hey, Birgit. My family is safe and healthy right now, so it's really all I can ask for. I feel blessed to be here with you today, and I'm so thankful to see that you look like you're doing well.
Yeah, we are doing well. We are on our 10th day of social distancing and working from home together, my husband and I, and we haven't killed each other. So, and we also talked to our parents in Germany. They're in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they are well too. So we also feel quite blessed and privileged. Yeah.
I am definitely thinking about everybody else in the world right now, and especially those who are going through some difficult times and with everything. But wow, we're going to pull through this. We will pull through this together for sure.
I think so. As a community, we are very strong, yes.
Yeah. So, Birgit, we've got some announcements. As you mentioned earlier, we have got the WP Block Talk coming up on April 2nd for everybody listening. WP Block Talk is a live virtual event with speakers from all across the WordPress community, from theme designers to plugin developers, to the people who've been key in designing and developing the block editor itself. Thank you to Mel Choice and Brian Richards. The list of speakers and the schedule are now available on the website. So if you all go there, you'll see the schedule, who's speaking, what times, check it out. Josepha Hayden recently commented about the speaker list, and she says she really appreciates the alphabetical order of the speakers. It creates an excellent row of dudes with glasses staring into your soul. And that was quite hilarious. I have to admit, as one of the dudes in that role, or in that row, staring into your soul is exactly what I'm doing. So when you go there and see my face.
Yeah, there are five rows of four speakers. And the middle row is starts with Chung Q. Yeah, it's the row that everybody's referring to here. That was funny.
So the event runs from 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 1400 UTC, to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, or 4 UTC. It includes a three-hour break in between. And this way, people in Asia Pacific time zones are able to participate in the second half during their daytime hours. But it will cause some European speakers to get up in the middle of the night. So make sure you tell those speakers how much you appreciate them. They're really going out of their way to bring you some wonderful content. All in all, 10 hours of brilliant content. So don't miss the opportunity to interact live with Gutenberg developers, early adopter block builders, and theme designers.
I'm so looking forward to that conference. It's really an interesting talks, and you see a little bit further out what's in the future, but also how everybody builds blocks and how they're doing with their plugin developers, as what they enhanced the core blocks with and what they struggled with. It's going to be really interesting. So for community contributions, we have one article that we wanted to point out to you today is from Justin Tadlock at the WP Tavern, titled Block Patterns Will Change Everything. And he walks the readers.
I love that. That title's great. Everything is changing. Everything.
Changes everything. Yeah. So no more complicated theme options, no more short code soup, no more hours of frustration wondering why you cannot build that custom front page shown in that carefully crafted theme demo, he wrote. That was in the middle of the article. So he walks the reader through the whole setup on block patterns, what happened, what was and what will be. And it's quite an interesting summary of that. Others say, okay, with block patterns, themes will die. I don't think it's yet to come.
No, that's not going to happen.
No.
Especially as the listeners are going to realize later on, we're going to be talking about what's being released and how this block patterns are really opened up for themes to provide block patterns. So it's actually beneficial for a lot of the ecosystem in that way. I'll also add Enrique Sanchez, who's on my team, has been working a lot with the block patterns lately. And watching some videos of like just being able to grab a pattern and drag it onto your page, and you have something really nicely designed that you're able to edit, and you building pages just becomes so nice. And it's such a pleasant experience with block patterns.
Yeah. And I really like the early iterations that Atomic Block had, but that getting that into core is really nice for the content creators. And I think that's exactly where themes will shine, is making wonderful block patterns for their users.
Totally. The next community contribution that we noticed this week was from Elementor. They're bringing a full site editing experience is what they call it. And they've recently released this with their pro version of their plugin. And I got to experiment it with it this week. And I really enjoyed like learning about how they were solving some of the issues that we experience daily. And I appreciate the work that they've put into trying to figure out how to bring everything into one unified interface that they have with their plugin. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was fun to explore and experiment with. So kudos to them that they're really thinking about this and putting an effort towards something like this.
Yeah, sounds really interesting. I think I need to check them out as well. So, well, this week, Gutenberg 7.8 was released, and the changelog has a total of 109 line items again.
Whoa.
In 131 pull requests. So yay, Gutenberg team. There was a lot of work going into that. There are no total new features in the release, but plenty of enhancements, 15 of those, 21 bug fixes, 2 new APIs, 14 updates to the experimental features, 10 documentation items, 9 code quality changes, and 37 items in the various sections.
Yeah. I wanted to note that 131 pull requests, for most people, I would imagine you're out there thinking that is a lot of code going into WordPress eventually. What are we doing, right? But a lot of these PRs are removing code. One of mine was just removing CSS. This is how we are streamlining this software right now. And it's being optimized so well by people who are just so intricate and detailed. And I want to just mention that several of these PRs are removing code. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but there also were some enhancements. The block pattern picker got some visible labels. There's now always a display of the media URL in the replacement button, which is mm-hmm. quite nice. You always see, okay, this is the image that I have here before you replace it. And then there's also the block movers and the block toolbar changed a bit, because the block movers are not always visible anymore. And so they enhanced it a little bit in terms of interactions and make it a better discoverable. And another enhancement is in the official scaffolding tool for block plugin creation called Create Block. It was improved to kind of how it prompts and how the prompts and values are handled when you call it up. And then also expanded to include block options that you can add to it on the build process or on the run project process. And it also gives you a README text template for the final plugin build. And then, of course, we have the patterns, block patterns, and make them easier to add them for theme and plugin developers. So that's really for those users that kind of help you decide on block patterns for the content creators. There's an API, some ad filter in PHP. You can use an ad filter example. It's actually in the release note. And later on, we also have the register pattern kind of API. Do you want to say something?
No, I was just thinking about it in my head. I'm like, the whole block patterns thing, here we are again, right? This is this show's topic, I really think. This, as you mentioned, the registering block patterns is one of the APIs on that have been released with this. And this is showing the efforts that the team is really going to really include the ecosystem in providing ways to build and to create on top of Gutenberg. So that being said, like, there was a comment in the core editor chat recently or today, just talking about how Gutenberg may not provide its set of patterns. We may be looking completely to the community to provide all the patterns for us and for the software through plugins, through themes, whatever. I just wanted to note that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it's also important to kind of think, okay, so it's in Gutenberg now, it's experimental and it's not the minimum viable product kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not supposed to be in the sidebar. It's mm-hmm. supposed to be kind of coming in as a full page, but that didn't work yet. And it doesn't get the theme developers early on involved in that process or the plugin developers. So I think that's really good to reach out to the community and say, okay, this is how you can do it now. What could we do better to then have the final way how block patterns are added to the Gutenberg? And then, of course, you can kind of take the block patterns out again. Yeah. So that's pretty much it in the enhancements. There's a little bit of an improvement of the permalink editing that has been a kind of a sticky point at some point for those who fiddle with the permalink quite a bit. And then also, and that is really huge for the latest post block, to have actually select categories in multi-select, not just one category. So you can actually
mix
and mash multiple categories for the latest post block.
I always mix that one up. I'm always saying recent posts, but it's latest posts. Words, Birgit, words.
Yeah. I call it the lastest post, but that's the... that's just a typo that I always... There's always an S too much in there.
Yeah,
right. There's too many in there. Yeah. Yeah. So,
did you mention the bug fixes?
No, not yet. Or at the beginning, but there were, as I said, 21 bug fixes, and they were for blocks, for UI, and quite a bit cleanup and polishing there, and actually fixing some latest post bugs as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
That takes us to the APIs.
Yes.
The one I wanted to bring up, which I already did, actually, the block patterns, registering patterns API from themes and plugins. So that one's in our notes. It has two exclamation marks because it is so fantastic. And that brings me to the experiments. There were 14 altogether. And the site editor had several of these. Of course, we have the adding the full screen mode, adding the full screen close button. So as you all have noticed, like, the full screen default mode is included in WordPress 5.4 now, as of right now. And one of the problems was the back button. So we've been experimenting with ways to really try to get around the back arrow within Gutenberg, within the editor. And so right now we're going with this logo, the WordPress logo up in the left-hand corner with a black background. And it kind of mimics really what you see in the WP admin. Normally you see that WordPress logo in that upper left-hand corner on a dark background if you hadn't changed your admin styles. And so clicking that kind of takes you back to the WP admin is kind of the feeling about it. Although I will say that Sean Andrews has been doing some really, he's got a really neat PR out there where if you click that logo, it kind of slides open the WP admin menu rather than like having to do a page refresh to get there. It just kind of slides it open, which is pretty killer. Like, I like it.
That's very nice. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know if the close button is actually also rolled out into pulled into the 5.4 release?
Yes, I believe so. We have the W as part of the 5.4 release right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think I have seen people kind of be surprised about it, but I think they get soon. I think the logo is a good visual indicator where to go for the WP admin because the location of that hasn't changed yet. It's just
right.
Yeah,
it's still.
Yeah, up I in think that. It's. Yeah, and I think they also have provisions that just to kind of finish that up. There are provisions in the code to not make this available if you haven't made a decision on your full screen mode or not, and just do the default. That it will not surprise you that the full page editing mode is all of a sudden enabled. So I think there were some bug fixes in there to make that more react to the settings of the current user.
That's very good to point out, actually. And it is a setting. You can always change it back, which is right. Cool. Right. There were several other site editor experiments there, including adding template previews to the edit site template switcher, style resets for top level page, a few things there. One of the other experiments noted is the lighter block DOM. So the group block and the navigation blocks were cleaned up and streamlined and made lighter as well. The navigation block itself had about three different sort of improvements. Fixing dynamic rendering, recursive function named typo. That's a mouthful. Boy. The other one is avoid hiding submenu when adding a link. There's another one about fixing a toolbar overlap on navigation links.
Yeah, always a killer. Yeah, that brings us to documentation. And it has been, the developer documentation is available at developers.wordpress.org/blockeditor. And it has been updated with the ESNext example for the unregister block type method. And then also has additional commands for the getting started and WP-env documentation. It adds the tutorial to create custom editor block, which we talked about last episode, now into the post, and adds a tutorial for better visibility to the table of content. So these are kind of the highlights of the documentation. There were 10 documentation updates. Code quality were 9 updates. There were continuing the polishing and the removing of code that Mark mentioned before. It's also to remove CSS from blocks, so theme have a better handle on it when they want to style them. What else is there, Mark?
So that takes us to the various, there were 37 various PRs merged in. The first one is an update to the glossary, which I'm surprised isn't under documentation. Like, isn't the glossary page part of documentation? I don't know.
Well, no, it is not. That's kind of the interesting part.
The only reason why I'm stuck on this one is because I added a few changes to that glossary to help, but just with terminology. Because
you're all grateful for that.
I knew you would love it. Birgit. Like, you know what? I thought of you when I did it.
Oh, right.
Birgit is going to be proud of me right here.
Well done, Mark.
Oh, let's see. There was another one included edit post registering block patterns, as we talked about, because more block pattern changes. Birgit, this is all block pattern stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Can you say block pattern for me, please?
Yeah, three times real fast. So one of the non-block pattern various PRs that were included was an update to the UI controls on the gallery. If you're into UI, go check that out. Another one includes the removing the separator and border and reducing the size of the icon on the preview button. So if you're familiar, the preview button recently went under some changes where we added device sizes to it. It's like a little drop down now, and you can preview your site in various device sizes. Well, that kind of had a really strong border on it. We've removed those borders and kind of aligned it more with the G2 restyling, redesign of Gutenberg that has been introduced with the last version. And that closes us out for Gutenberg 7.8.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
And there's one under various number 8.8 was the add menus endpoints. Is that part of the REST API?
That an endpoint sounds like an API.
Sounds like REST API, yeah. Because I think there were some to make this all backwards compatible. That is really important that you kind of get out of the site. What's the current navigation? And we pull it in into the new navigation.
I'm looking at it right now. You're right. It's definitely some API changes, REST API changes. So,
All right. So that gives us to the section which is in active development. And last week, Mark published his design update number 46 and elaborates on, you guessed it, block patterns and how they are planned next. And then he also shares the progress on the global styles with a prototype for the settings panel and also a multi-entity safe model for the full site editing views. There are a few GIFs and also graphics in there, so you can catch up on that, how that's supposed to look. So there's a lot going on and being discussed. It would be good to test it and comment on your experience and let the design team know how it all works for you. So feedback is wanted and needed, so chime in.
The other thing in active development right now is bringing that redesign, that G2, what it was called G2, the redesign of Gutenberg, into like the sidebar or the settings panel for the blocks and for the document. And really kind of, Johan's been doing some work there, bringing in like the focus state, you know, to match it all throughout there, throughout the sidebar as well. And that's going to be a continual process here. It's not completed. So any of that is welcome for feedback and refinements.
All right. So we are through almost. Yeah. But before we end the show, I want to remind everybody, April 2nd is the WP Block Talk. Subscribe to the email list and you will automatically be registered for the crowdcast. Some of the things that are in active development, like global styles or full site editing, or even the G2 genesis of the new block UI. Is that the synonym to LiDAR DOM? Interesting.
Not necessarily.
Not entirely, yeah. But those things will all be demonstrated, and the Gutenberg developers will walk you through things, what the genesis was, what was before, why was it changed, and all this. It's going to be very interesting. And as always, the show notes will be published on GutenbergTimes.com/podcast. This is episode number 17. If you have questions or suggestions or news that you want us to include, send them to changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. That's changelog@gutenbergtimes.com. So that's it. Thank you for listening. We're glad that you are here. Be well, stay safe, and until the next time.
Yeah, remember, keep practicing physical distancing, but socially, come together in this time, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.